Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on Chapter 5, Life Insurance Contracts. From Chapter 4, we have understood the basic concepts, the different types of life insurance policies, how life insurance can be used as a financial planning tool, and various other concepts relating with marketing and sales, the challenges, opportunity, future trends in the life insurance market. But when we talk in terms of the legal context, life insurance is a contract. And when we call it a contract, it has a legal basis, and that legal basis comes from the Indian Contract Act 1872. And from there, we have to take the essentials of a valid contract and see whether those essentials are applicable. And if yes, then life insurance contract also becomes a legal contract. So in this chapter, we are going to understand first what are the essentials of a valid contract? Life insurance as a legal contract between the policyholder and the insurance company, and basis on this legal contract, what are the rights and obligations of the insured and the insurer? So this chapter is going to bring us clarity from the legal aspects of life insurance as a contract. So is life insurance a legal contract? Yes, it is. Because a contract is an agreement between two or more parties, and in case of a life insurance policies, there are two parties. On one side, there is the insurance company. On the other side, there is the policyholder. And whether it satisfies the essentials of a valid contract as stated in Indian Contract Act of 1872, yes, it does. We are going to see that in our subsequent slides. When we talk of life insurance, it is a legal contract between the policyholder and the insurance company. And because it is a legal contract, it creates the mutual rights and obligations, legal binding on both the insured and the insurer. On one side, the insured is required to pay the premium. On the other side, the insurer promises to compensate for the covered losses if the uncertain event happens. When we talk of life insurance contract, it is both a legal contract and commercial contract. We have to understand the legal aspects as well as the commercial contracts, and then conclude that life insurance is both a legal and commercial contract. Why it is a legal? Because it is legally binding. The essentials has to be met as per Indian Contract Act 1872. The rights, obligations, policy duration, premium amount, claims sources and exclusions has to be clearly specified in the insurance policy. In addition to that, it can be legally enforceable in the court if the insurer fails to fulfill its obligation, and the insurer must adhere to the regulations set by the regulator such as IRDAI. From the commercial aspect, yes, it involves a financial transaction because the insurer has to pay the premium. And in return, the insured provides coverage in exchange for premium, that's in the form of sum assured when the claims are settled. The insurer puts a risk for many policyholders and invests that into suitable investments. The sale of a life insurance policy contributes to the insurer's revenue. The insurance business model aims for profitability through underwriting and investments, of course, following the IRDAI regulations, and it may also offer investment returns, bonus or maturity benefits if the policyholder actually takes a participating insurance policy. Now, what is a contract? Let's understand with more details based on Section 2, Subsection H of the Indian Contract Act 1872. A contract is an agreement enforceable by law. An agreement consists of a proposal, which is also an offer, and its acceptance. And when an agreement contains the essentials of a valid contract, it is enforceable by law. It becomes a contract. So whether an insurance contract fulfills these conditions specified in a contract, and whether it has a proposal and acceptance criteria involved, and whether it contains the essentials of a valid contract or not, because of which it is enforceable law, let's explore it further. The essential elements of a valid contract, when we talk about Section 10 of Indian Contract 1872, the first one is offer and acceptance, which means there should be a clear offer by one party and it has to be accepted by the another. Only then an agreement is said to occur. There has to be an intention to create a legal relationship, which means both parties must intend to create a legally binding relationship, whether it's for social or domestic agreement. Social or domestic agreements are not considered legally binding. So it has to be a proper commercial transaction. Lawful consideration has to be a part of a contract. So consideration, something in return to do or abstain from doing. It is not essentially wanted to do. It can be also abstaining from doing something. It must be lawful and real and should not be unlawfully immoral or against a public policy. There has to be competent parties, which means the party agreeing must be of age of majority, of sound mind, and not disqualified by any law. There has to be a free consent. So free consent is very important. And when is a consent said to be free? When both the parties agreed upon the same thing in the same sense, and the consent is not caused by coercion, undue influence, fraud, misrepresentation, or mistake. The lawful object is essential. The purpose of the agreement must be lawful. It must not be illegal, immoral, or opposed to the public policy. Some more essentials: certainty of meaning. The terms of the contract must be certain and not vague. There should be a possibility of performance, and it should not be declared void or illegal. The agreement must not be expressly declared to be void by Indian Contract Act 1872, especially agreements in restraint of marriage, trade, legal proceedings, or the meaning of which is uncertain by way of wager, contingent or impossible events, or to do impossible acts, are considered as void. And finally, legal formalities. The contract must comply with specific legal formalities such as being writing, registered, or attached. So all these essentials, if they come together, we can say essential elements of a valid contract are met. Now let's see whether these essential elements are met in a legal insurance contract. The first condition, offer and acceptance. The proposal form, which is filled out by the prospect, is considered as an offer, and the insurance company accepts it by issuing a policy after doing an underwriting process. So the first condition is fulfilled. Both offer and acceptance exist in a legal insurance contract. Is there an intention to create a legal relationship? Yes. Completing a proposal form by the prospect, disclosing all important or all material facts in the prospect, then paying a premium, and the insurer issuing a formal insurance policy, all this indicates a clear intention to create a legal relationship. Both the insurer and the insured intend to be legally bound by the insurance contract terms. Is there a consideration? Yes, the premium paid by the insured itself can become a consideration, and the promise made by the insurer to provide financial compensation in case of a covered loss is a written consideration in this insurance policy. Are the parties having capacity to contract? The insured and the insurance company has legal capacity, especially when the insurance company is registered with IRDAI, has proper license, and the insured is of age of majority, of sound mind, and he is giving a free consent. A life insurance contract with a minor would be void. However, an adult guardian can take a policy for the minor's benefits. Is there a free consent? Yes, the agreement between the insured and the insurer must be entered into without coercion, undue influence, fraud, mistake. Only then it would be said to be with free consent. Is there a lawful object? Yes, lawful object has to be there for issuing life insurance contract, else the insurer wouldn't make any policy to support legal activities or fraudulent claims. Is there a certainty of meaning? Yes, the life insurance policy document must clearly state the coverage, premium, exclusions, claims process, and terms of the insurance, and must avoid vague terms. And this ensures the clarity of the purpose of insurance and when the claim would be paid and what the insured should do for presenting the claim to the insurance company. So this certainty of meaning is established in the insurance policy. Is there a possibility of performance? Yes, the insured should be able to pay the premium regularly, and the insurer must have sufficient funds and maintain solvency to settle claims. These solvency ratios are indeed monitored by the regulator, and the claim settlements are also have to be disclosed in the annual reports. Not declared void or illegal. The insurance policy should not involve any wagering or illegal activities and must not be done that is and must not be one that is expressly declared void by the Indian Contract Act 1872 or any other relevant laws. Legal formalities. Yes, the insurance policy must be written document containing the terms and conditions of agreement and compliance with regulatory norms when issued in physical or electronic form. So friends, with this we have clearly established that a life insurance policy is also a legal contract and it complies with the essentials of a valid contract as stated in Indian Contract Act 1872. And based on that, now we are set to understand what are the rights and obligations of both the insured and the insurer. So let's first take up with the rights of the insured. The rights of the insured include to receive complete and accurate information about policy terms, coverage, exclusions, and premium payment details. The insured can also obtain a clear, detailed policy document and a free look period to review the terms. The insured can nominate a beneficiary to receive the benefits in case of policyholder's debts. The insured can also have right to align the policy to the banker for a loan. Insured can also have right to prompt and efficient service, including the policy issuance, premium collections, and claim processing. You also have a right to receive the policy benefits, sum assured and maturity benefits as per the policy terms in case of a valid claim. Insured have a right to cancel the policy if not satisfied the terms within the free looking period and get a quick refund. The insured also have a right to be treated fairly and without discrimination by the insurer and obviously right to surrender the policy and receive a surrender value as per the terms of the policy is also with the insured. Now let's look at the obligations of the insured. The insured has to provide accurate and complete information in the proposal form. Else there could be a breach of utmost good faith. The insured has to pay premiums on time as per the agreed schedule, else the policy can lapse. The insured has to notify the insurer of any significant changes that could affect the risk, otherwise it would be concealment of information. The insured has to adhere to the terms and conditions outlined in the insurance policy, otherwise it would be a breach of the conditions that are put on the insured. The insured has to submit only genuine claims with accurate information and supporting documents. Otherwise, it would be treated as a fraud. Now, let's look at the rights of the insurer. Just like the insured has unique rights, the insurer also has unique rights. The first and the important right of the insurer is to collect premium from the insured within time. He has a right to accurate information from the prospect because based on that, the insurer can assess risk and take his underwriting decision. The insurer has a right to investigate claims whenever necessary because that is a part of insurance business. The insurer has a right to decline the proposal if the risk is deemed to be too high or if the material information is not disclosed. The insurer has a right to terminate the policy is available if the premiums are not paid on time or if the insured misrepresents. Now let's look at the obligations of the insurer. The insurer has to issue a detailed policy document stating all the terms and conditions as well as benefits in the policy, and that is where the clarity and the bindingness comes with the insurance policy. The insurer also needs to disclose all charges, exclusions, and terms of policy so that when the time comes for claim settlement, there would be a smooth process. The insurer has to settle valid claims within the stipulated time frames. This is also one of the important requirements as per the IRDAI guidelines. The insurer has to offer support for policy-related queries, premium payments, options, and claim processes so that the policy servicing happens efficiently and effectively. The insurer has to be fair and honest in all the dealings with the insured. The insurer must comply with all the applicable insurance laws and regulations. The insurer also needs to guard against insurance products by establishing any anti-money laundering programs and counter-financing of terrorism so that insurance is not used as a tool for anti-money laundering or financing of terrorism activities. The insurer has to implement the KYC policies, procedures, and internal controls that prevent and impede money laundering and terrorist financing. So this important aspect also comes with the insurance business. Insurance should not be used for money laundering. Insurance should not be used for financing of terrorism. And for that, this thing can be established by implementing proper KYC policies, procedures, and internal controls so that the money laundering can be prevented, terrorist financing can be prevented. The importance of understanding policy terms is very important for a smooth communication between the insured and the insurer. Policyholders should understand their life insurance policy well. They should be well informed, and only then they can create a smooth and more efficient insurance process. It would be a win-win situation between the insured and the insurer. It will also help to reduce misunderstandings, disputes, and legal issues, and build trust and loyalty. For friends, insurance is a business wherein the clap has to be clapped with both insured and the insurer. The insurance business can succeed only by cooperation of both the policyholder and the insurance company, and hence the insurance company should make it very clear about all the terms and conditions in the policy, and the policyholder should make it a point to understand, become aware, and implement the terms and conditions mentioned in the policy. He has to comply and submit all details, follow the procedures as agreed by him in the policy. Knowledgeable policyholders are less likely to commit fraud, help maintain a fair and honest insurance environment. Informed policyholders and efficient insurers ensure that life insurance provides financial security for everyone and supports the long-term business growth. So friends, with this we covered a very important chapter on life insurance contract. We not only understood what are the essentials of a valid contract, we also established that a life insurance contract also satisfies the essentials of a valid contract as stated in Indian Contract Act 1872. We also understood basis on that what are the rights and obligations of both the insured as well as insurance company. And finally, we concluded with the importance of understanding these terms and conditions for enabling a seamless and smoother insurance process from the perspective of both the policyholder and the insurance company. So with this, we complete this chapter on insurance, life insurance contracts. Thank you.